along with the Metro Sports Authority. There were, I think that Carl Dean, the mayor, was very much instrumental in pushing this through also to make this thing work. And then, of course, there's always a few people that are going to be very, very careful and cautious about what we're doing with, you know, with taxpayer money. But the crux of this story has to do with David Freeman's lien. Is that correct? I mean, are we on the right path there?
Yeah, the Metro Sports Authority is basically reacting to the media reports about the tax lien. They're concerned that one, you know, the owners of the team have to maintain a certain net worth, have to pay their taxes and such as part of the lease agreement. They're concerned that this lien and the fact they're claiming that Mr. Freeman didn't report it may constitute a condition of default in the lease agreement.
So, and they are free.
And they seem to be using it as an opportunity to get them back to the negotiating table to make sure the team doesn't leave town, since they may have an opportunity to later this year if they don't sell enough tickets and have a certain level of operating losses.
Yeah, and last year it should be noted that they actually were very close to break even or turned a slight profit was the report that came out. They actually turned a slight profit last year without being a playoff team, which is very difficult in the NHL because a lot of times the playoff money is all made once you get – or the profits are all made once you get to the playoffs and you're able to get a round or two and get those extra home dates. So obviously it seemed like the team is running this – you know, running this team with great efficiency. And – it doesn't seem to be there's any heart at all for these people to move this team, as Jerry Helper said in your story, right?
Yeah, he made it very clear they have absolutely no intention. The whole reason this group stepped in was to keep the team in Nashville. And even on the Metro side, they're saying the last thing we want is for the team to leave.
Right.
I think there's a couple Sports Authority members who think that because there's a clause in the contract that says, you know, they maybe could, they're just nervous and trying to be as careful as they can and try to figure out a way to prevent it doesn't happen.
Right.
And
right.
With the naming rights dispute with Somay, not sure how much that deal is worth, but with that and with the fans being below the 14,000 level, they're concerned that they might be able to meet those criteria. Even though, as you said, they did turn a small profit last year, they're concerned about whether that'll be the case this year.
Well, so, and I've been here.
It's hard to tell if they're making something out of nothing, but those are their concerns, and that's why they're looking into it.
Yeah, and I have been here now 3 years, and I've followed this team for some 6 years or so. When I was down in Alabama, this was kind of like the local team for Huntsville, Alabama, as well, only being 100 miles away. And, you know, the fact of the matter is they've always had a threshold to meet for the revenue sharing. They've always met the threshold for revenue sharing, and they always met it in the second half of the year. You never have the crowds before the Super Bowl or before the NFL season ends that you have later on, even though there's been some decent crowds. I know they're still under about 13,000, but the way this team is playing and performing on the ice, you know, the story last year I thought was remarkable. Their attendance was up 6% last year in an economy that had fallen apart. I mean, that was a remarkable story, and it just seems to be they're on that same path to where the second half attendance will most likely pull them up to the 14,000. Is anybody down there telling you that that seems to be a concern?
The only thing I'm hearing from Sports Authority members is that their numbers aren't there
no.
right now.
Yeah, right.
And they don't seem to be willing to bank on it making the same sort of jump in the second half. And
right.
As I said, I think that's just them being cautious and working with the numbers they have in front of them right now.
Brandon G. with us, Nashville Business Journal. Has anybody been able to glean any of the details of the lien against David Freeman? Because that did kind of come out of left field. And, you know, he
yeah,
says
that.
It, yeah.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, he says he's going to, you know, it's something that he'll be cleaning up this month. And, you know, businesses do a lot of stuff after the first of the year and whatnot. But have you anybody been able to uncover at all what the source of all of that is?
Speaking for the Business Journal, we haven't, and, you know, when that first came out, we had heard about it, too, but decided not to report on it. We didn't think it had any relevance to the naming rights agreement, which is when it came out. And the team officials are, you know, they're all describing it as a personal issue of his, and so they're, when you talk to team spokespeople, they're unwilling to comment on it or anything. So, no, I really don't No, I haven't anyway uncovered any of the details of that.
And it is a personal issue, but on the other hand, when David Freeman put himself in the limelight as an owner, you know, of this team and having a lot of public monies involved and so on, and it becomes, you know, people want to know your personal business and that you are as solvent as, you know, as was presented originally. What about the naming rights case? Because we saw what Somei said right after the news came out that they were, you know, discontinuing this relationship. And then the other thing that we've seen is there has been zero effort, but even the Predators, to discontinue using the Somei Center name. I mean, in all of their releases, their own releases, talking about the games that are coming up and so on, it's all about Somei. So does there seem to be some movement maybe to kind of rectify whatever it was that issue was?
The latest news out of that was, over a month ago, they had said that Somei had reached out to them and they wanted to try to resolve this without, you know, going to court.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, team officials said they hoped to get it wrapped up in get it figured out in a week. It's been much longer than that. They're not providing any updates. As you said, it's still being referred to as the Somei Center, but funny enough, the mayor's office sent out a press release on an unrelated thing the other day. To be held there and was calling it the Nashville Arena. So it's kind of confusing. Nobody really knows what to call it right now.
Well,
we're still waiting to hear from either side. The Somei Group and the Predators both are being pretty tight-lipped on that at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, I expected to see a sign come down. You know what I mean? I thought when that happened, yeah. I thought, oh, for sure, within the next few days, we're going to see construction crews down there. They had the ice removed a couple of times. We're going to see Somei removed from the ice, but they don't. And even in the release, in fact, I have the release for tonight's game in front of me from the team, and even in all the team's information and releases that they put out, they refer to it. It's here, it's right. 7 p.m. Central Time at Somei Center. I mean, and that's their own letterhead. So I'm hopeful that they're trying to get that worked out. That would be,
I would take that to mean they haven't reached an impasse.
Right. That would be good.
They're still doing that.
All right. Well, we'll continue to watch this as you guys are. It was good, balanced writing, I think, on your part and looking at this deal. And it'll be very interesting to see how this story, you know, where this story goes. I just hope that this isn't just rattling of sabers, because I really do believe that everybody really wants that team to stay here and they're playing good hockey and they're really, when you consider how bad the economy has been for even 12, 13, 14,000, we had a sellout a couple of week and a half ago, you know, for that many people going down there for hockey this early in the season, I think it's a great sign, to be honest with you.
Well, thanks for having me.
No, man, appreciate you. Brandon G.